This is Savannah.
Hey, Savannah, it's Todd Schaefer.
Hi there.
All right, so just to make certain, you're saying Liberty Mutual's 289 a month? All right. I'm gonna send you an email here. Just give me one second. Travelers, and I'm not sure if you have UMPD on your Honda, which means if uninsured motorists hit that car, they would give you up to the actual cash value of that vehicle. It's like dirt cheap. It's like $1 a month, if that.
Okay.
But Travelers, apples to apples, 191 a month. And if you dropped your deductibles down to $500, went with the, oh, and that actually includes towing and roads rental car benefit. And if you went to $500 deductibles, a $50 last deductible, and had towing and roadside, it's 211.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to be the two three prices I'm about to send you is 191, 201, and 211. So hold
Okay.
on, let me put that in your. And then that doesn't include the renters. I just thought I'd call. I mean, I expect to meet people from time to time, but that's pretty big, actually.
And I just had a feeling, as we, like I said before, we did try to go with the broker in the past, but just lately I just feel like they have raised us, and I'm like, we haven't had any other, there's been no tickets or accidents, it's
You're
just like,
right.
why won't this going up?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I thought you
Yeah,
said Michael might have had a ticket, but I didn't. There, nothing came back on MVR.
it was a while ago, so it could have just been that it popped up, several years. So it could have just been enough time has passed, I guess. I'm not sure.
And Travelers is also like the care, custody, and control type. So I feel extremely comfortable with that because I'm with Travelers and I have my son's vehicles on my policy and they own their vehicles. And when I called Travelers a long time ago to just to make certain that I was on the up and up, they's like, well, we kind of prefer it to be title, but we understand and everybody else does it. So we just kind of turn a blind eye was the exact words that they shared with me. And they don't ask on the application, is the vehicle titled to the insured, like with all State Auto or Allstate, they actually ask that question in application.
Gotcha. Okay.
Travelers does not. Did you get my email?
I am just trying to log in
Oh
right
wait,
now.
it came back to me. Let's see what I did wrong. Savannah, SAVANNAH, B. Oh, I put an R in there. BECERRI. All right, let me resend it.
Sure, everyone does that. Everyone, it's fine.
I'll just call it Traveler's Quote. I'm just going to put the image in the right, I resent that. Just give it a second. So, what time of the month do you pay Liberty Mutual?
We just paid 2 days ago, the 22nd.
Would you have the means to pay again if you were to get a refund, like within 3 or 4 days from Liberty Mutual, or do you actually have to wait another month?
Gosh, normally I would say we could wait. Like I said, we're moving in a week, and
Okay.
is this our moving expenses are
I understand.
literally close to 10 grand.
Wow.
It's crazy because we're still renting, so it's first and last and the security deposit.
I
It's
understand.
insane.
Well,
So
that.
yeah, so it probably would be better if we just started for the following month or
Is there a
whatever that
time
looks like.
frame too that would actually work? I mean, so basically, the way I like to do it is if you take 289 and divide it by 30, you're paying $9.60 a day.
Yeah.
And let's just go to the middle of the road one divided by 30. It's $6. So you save $3 a day. I mean, it's not huge, but it adds up. And so
Sure.
is there a time frame that's easiest for you to pay the premium? Or is it at the end of the month?
It is a little easier for us, at least, kind of like the middle of the month.
Okay.
You know, after the 15th is better, but I mean, we can, you know, pretty much make anything work.
Okay, so you know, let me ask you one other question. If our agency paid the first premium when you got that refund from Geico, would you be able to pay us back that with that refund? And the only reason I ask is because we're dealing with almost a $90 a month difference in premium.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, if that were to come back, we could definitely just shoot that.
It will definitely.
That would,
you know, I mean, if you just paid it, you would literally get all that premium back.
Perfect. Yeah, it was pulled from the account on the 22nd, so 2 days ago.
2 days ago, so you'd lose probably $18, $19. But you would get back more than enough for the premium.
Right.
So we do agency sweeps all the time. So like, you know, like somebody doesn't have a checking account, they come and bring us cash for their insurance, and we, of course, pay their premium. So we are a fiduciary agency.
Okay.
So I would feel comfortable with that if you're comfortable with that, which means that we could issue. I have to see what date I can make, the earliest date that I can make your policy effective at those rates, because I'm not sure if hold on real quick, Travelers. Do you know what the early quote discount? Oh, is it 3 days, Nick?
For 3% and 15 days,
10%. Let me double check their early quote discount too, because
okay,
then that will be a factor as well. So actually, I'll just do it real quick while I have you on the phone, if you have a minute.
You know what? I'm gonna call at work. If you don't mind, just give me a call right back.
Okay,
that
sounds good.
Fine.
All right.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.